So one of the things that I'd like to feel better about has to do with money. And in a very recent weekly CD, there was a wonderful woman who was talking about being a singer and songwriter, and you jokingly diagnosed her as having tell-it-like-it-is-itis. And I feel that way about money. I feel like I've done some positive work around the issue of money and can get into a good feeling place about it, but I feel like I have to be honest about it for a couple of reasons. I feel an obligation to be truthful, but I also feel, I think I feel some fear that if I say, oh, things are great, that then there'll be expectations of me.
But you see, but here's the thing. The reason that you don't want to say, hey, things are great, when they don't feel like they're great, is because there's a contradiction of energy. We don't want you to do that either. We don't want you to say something that you don't feel. We want you to say it so that you'll feel it. In other words, the whole point of all of this is to come into alignment with your desire. Your words aren't important to the universe. Your words may reflect what's going on in your vibration, but not necessarily. Words don't matter. It's the way you feel that matters. But by using words, which causes you to focus, you can affect the direction of your thought, which means you can affect whether you're turning toward what you want or away from what you want. So, for example, I want more money. That statement in and of itself probably feels upstream because it's pointing out that I want something and I don't know how I'm going to get it. I want more money. So now you are where you are. And it doesn't matter because everything that wants downstream and the current is all moving that way. So it doesn't matter where you're putting your boat in, you are putting it in where you're putting it in. I want more money. And it feels upstream. So then the whole point is to now try to find a way to soften the way you feel into a little bit of a feeling of relief. So you just poke around at it and see what happens. So you say, I want more money and I don't know where to get it. That was worse. I've wanted it for a long time and no ease has come. That's worse too. I don't know anyone who would assist me with this. And even if they would, I wouldn't want that anyway because I like to do things on my own. So, now you talk to us, if you will, for a little bit about money. Just describe some. This is a topic that's important to a lot of people. Just describe your positioning relative to money.
All right. It's not going to sound good.
All right now.
Because the drum that I beat is...
Even before you said anything, the expression on your face said it all. So don't lose track of the work. In other words, you do have a little tell-it-like-it-is-itis also. And there is this I've-got-to-face-reality thing that's going on with a lot of you. But we've been wanting to dispel that a little bit with all of this by helping you to understand, of course it's natural that you would do that, but it does not serve you. The work is to... Make statements of relief.
Well, I do like that feeling of meeting people who say, money comes easily to me. And I like that I like that. I like that it doesn't threaten me. I like that I appreciate that. Because I really believe that they're having money and having money come easily to them doesn't in any way take it from me. In fact, it feels like it's bringing it closer to me because I wouldn't be drawing those people with those experiences to
good.
Me
good.
If that wasn't coming closer to me.
Good.
So that feels good.
All right. Now keep reaching for relief. Remember, relief doesn't mean figuring it out. It just means stopping the struggle. Relief doesn't mean figuring out how to get the money. It just means not feeling unhappy in the now. Relief doesn't mean solving the problem. Relief just means not fussing over the problem. You don't have to find the solution to feel better. You can just find the belief that you're going to find the solution. Feel the difference? Stay with it.
I'm sick of all this. I'm sick of dealing with this issue. Now that feels sort of upstream, but I think I jumped there.
Well, here's the thing. You were never very far from there. You are sick of it. You're sick of it. It's been too long. You've been trying too hard. But the thing about having something that's potent like that is that when you isolate that you feel that way, and it took a little while to do it, when you find a thought that really is relief from that, you will feel the relief. And what almost nobody understands is the power in that relief, because it's the turning and going with the flow. So we're not going to lunch until you find something.
It feels good to hear you say what you're saying. It feels good to
hear the audience applaud. It
yes.
feels good to feel
yeah.
the audience behind me. It feels good to hear an audience that is all ready to go to lunch say, we're happy to stay here until she finds a little piece of relief.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels good to not make such a big hairy deal over this money thing. It feels good
yeah.
to realize that the money is flowing and all I got to do is let it in. It feels good to realize that I've been approaching it in the wrong way. It feels good to understand that it's just a matter of getting tuned in, tapped in, turned on. It feels good to understand that relief is all that I'm reaching for. I'm not reaching for epidemic solutions. I'm not reaching for a complete understanding. I'm just reaching for some thought that gives me a little less resistance than what I've been carrying around before. I know that I'm a person that is worthy of abundance to flow to me, and I've enjoyed living this life experience, and I'm happy about all of the things that this life has caused me to want. And I'm happy that incrementally, bit by bit, I've put something in my vibrational escrow that's viable, and I'm so pleased. I can feel it. It's palpable, calling me forward. And on every level of my being, I understand that if I hadn't put it there, then I wouldn't be feeling the discord about not going there. And so it's a little funny to me that my life has caused me to ask for something, and my own very life is keeping me from going to it. I feel completely in control about this for the first time ever. I realize that I'm not asking for something that I shouldn't have. I'm asking for something that I already have. It's not asking for something that doesn't belong to me. It's letting me have what already does belong to me. It's about letting this two-headed monster that's been me and me move in the same direction. I'm finally understanding that worthiness isn't part of it. It's a matter of coming up to speed with what I have allowed myself to ask for. If I had not intended to be a creator of all of the things that are in my vibrational escrow, I would not have come forth. I understand that I am a creator, and my life has caused me to ask for things, and they're all over there bright and shiny, and I am now ready to relax and begin moving in the direction of them. And I now believe that I'll move slowly, bit by bit, and every day I'll become a better vibrational match to what's in my vibrational escrow. And every day there will be more evidence coming to me, just like these people that are showing up that are letting me know that money is coming easily to them. I'm beginning to understand that it's a matter of just getting myself into enough vibrational alignment with what I want that I'll begin to see the clues. I'm not going to spend a lot of time looking for the evidence of this improvement in my vibration. I've decided that I'm going to let my awareness of my improvement in vibration be 100% about the way I feel. And I think I've been beating this drum to death. I think I've been carrying this around, trying to make it such a big issue for so long. I think I've amassed a veritable fortune. And if I could get off this topic and start focusing upon so many of the other wonderful aspects of
yes.
my life, so many of which are going well, that in my taking my attention away from what's not happening, with all of this energy moving, something will begin to happen. And now, for the first time in a long time, instead of feeling true doubt about this, I'm starting to feel just a little bit of hope. And I don't know how soon it will begin to show up. I don't really think that it matters. I'm really weary of the whole subject. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to discuss it with my friends. I don't want to make it the big thing that I've been making it out. I just want to sort of let this go. I want to believe in the laws of the universe. I want to trust that this stream is real. I do believe in my own worthiness. I know that my life has caused me to put things in vibrational escrow. I believe that my source energy is over there in vibrational escrow tending to it. I believe that in the majority of cases, I do go along with my inner being. I do know that I am source energy in a physical body. I'm happy to be here. I can feel that the emotions that I've been feeling have been giving me clues for a very long time. I'm reaching for the feeling of relief, and for now, I think I've done about all I can do with it. I do feel some relief on this subject. It might be that I've just worn myself flat out. whatever, I'm feeling relief on the subject, and for now my work is done.